We are a global environmental campaign group, an NGO, that works to protect forests, conserve oceans, and address climate change.
Yeah.
And we are focused especially on targeting big agricultural companies that are destroying our forest and nature. Specifically in my work right now is to break the link between European consumption of meat and deforestation in South America, especially in Brazil.
The reason why I contacted you is also on my research on the internet, I stumbled on the soy and cattle deforestation tracker. This is an initiative from your organization in which you try to you track at real time the amount of deforestation that is going on.
Exactly.
Maybe you can say, because what is the link exactly between deforestation and the meat industry? And how did you do your research on this?
Sure. Basically we produce a tracker and we monthly collect data from the Satellite and Space Agency of Brazil that gives us satellite imagery of deforestation happening in two of the biggest, most biodiverse regions in the world, in Brazil, which are the Amazon, the Amazonia, as many know, and the Cerrado, which is a tropical savanna that holds 5% of all the biodiversity, so all the animals in the world. It's a huge region. It's as big as UK, Germany, Italy, France, and Spain. And half of it has already been wiped out for agriculture, especially for the production of soy and the production of beef cattle. We monitor that and basically we engage with the companies that bring the soy to Europe to try to tell them to work with those big farmers. These are mega farms, and to stop buying from these bad actors that basically destroy and chop down trees and nature.
Yeah.
And we do that on a monthly basis. And when we identify the GPS location, then we look into the land registry. We look at the name of the farm, who owns the farm, and then we contact them. And that's how we do the research. And then we publish.
You have several companies that are mentioned in this tracker, the soy and cattle deforestation tracker. Which criteria do you use for the score of these traders? Because some have better points than others.
We have identified the 10 biggest soy traders or companies that trade soy to Europe and beef.
Yeah.
And of those, three are the worst. The three worst are JBS is a Brazilian, but it's the biggest beef company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brazilian in its origin, but now it's multinational.
Yeah.
Then Cargill, which is very, very present in Belgium, and then we can talk about Cargill.
Yeah,
and Cargill is the biggest agricultural company in the world. It's the biggest private health company in the U.S. It's huge.
Yeah.
And then it's Bunge, another one. And how the tracker has, those are the three worst. First JBS, then Cargill, and then Bunge. How do we score them? The first criteria is the amount of deforestation.
Yeah.
How much land has been cleared that they buy from in a specific time. In our last tracker, we collected data for 18 months. From March 2019 to November 2020, so it's very recent data.
Yeah.
We published it in December. So that's the amount of clearance. In this case, Cargill has the largest, 61,000 hectares. Just to give you an idea, 61,000 hectares of deforestation is three times the entire city and port of Antwerp.
Yeah.
Three times, that's right. So we're talking about big...
In the last 2 years then.
In the last 18 months.
One year and a half.
And that's Cargill, right? Mm-hmm. And then, so we have that. And then another point, data point is the amount of that deforestation that is illegal. Because in Brazil, you can, it's legal to deforest to a certain point. So we have the overall deforestation and then what is indeed illegal according to the Brazilian law. Mm-hmm. Then we have the amount of cases, big, these are big cases. Then we have the responsiveness, because we contact Cargill. Yeah. We say, we identified this problem in one of the farms that you buy from. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say? Why do you source from them? Can you suspend them? You know, these kind of things.
Yeah.
And then they sometimes they engage, and Cargill sometimes engages, and sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. And then we score them according to that.
Yeah.
Then the resolution, you know, if we link them to a case, we expect them to resolve the problem and, you know, to contact the farmer and stop the deforestation or stop buying from the bad farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the transparency, how transparent they are in what they source and where they source from and how they deal with the cases.
Yeah.
That's the criteria that we use.
Yeah. And then with this criteria, yeah, you mentioned three companies that are scoring really bad on this tracker, Bungie, GBS and Cargill. Maybe it's interesting to go deeper into the case of Cargill.
Yeah.
Can you give me the introduction? What is the role of Cargill as a soy trader and as a meat processor also? Because it has different things that it does.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge, and it has. You know, it's involved in many different commodities. So many from cocoa to make the chocolate. Cargill is, just to say that Cargill is a very important industrial player in Belgium. It's a big employer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for instance, it has 170 scientists and researchers in Vilvoorde.
Okay.
And I'm not so sure to what extent this very highly educated and smart people do really know to what extent the company that they work for in Vilvoorde is destroying nature in Brazil.
Yeah.
And that's that's something that it's that I would like to use this moment to talk to them about this.
Mm-hmm.
Cargill produces buys soy. Is the second largest exporter of Brazilian soy.
Yeah.
And Brazil has a big, big problem with deforestation associated with soy. There are two main drivers of deforestation in Brazil. One is soy, and the other one is beef cattle. Then they export that soy,
mm-hmm.
that is associated with deforestation, to Belgium, for instance. Then they take it here, and they sell it directly to other processing facilities, or they have their own, what they call animal feed production. So they produce, they process the soy, they make it soy meal to feed chicken, pork, and dairy cows to produce milk.
Yeah.
Those are the three biggest destinations, right? The other part, and then when they process the soy meal, the other part is soy oil, and they produce biofuels most of the time, or they produce vegetable oil for other industries.
Yeah.
And then that's how the consumer, the Flemish consumer, when they go to Colruyt or Carrefour or Delhaize,
mm-hmm.
that's how they get associated and complicit without knowing with deforestation in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Because they buy the chicken, the Carrefour brand of the chicken, the white brand, as it's called, the own brand Carrefour chicken,
mm-hmm.
that is fed with a soy that is bought from Cargill that is associated with deforestation in Brazil.
Yeah.
And Cargill is so big and so huge, they have the power to tell to buy from responsible big farmers in Brazil and stop the deforestation there.
Yeah.
And that's why we are campaigning to basically urge Cargill to stop deforestation in Brazil. They have the power to do so.
Yeah, we can. I want to come back on Carrefour, but first maybe when I read a bit about Cargill, Cargill already made a lot of statements in the last 10 years that they want to stop deforestation.
Yes.
There's a was an example on 2014 on the climate summit. They announced that they would stop deforestation by 2020. I found a video on the YouTube from Cargill together with Greenpeace in 2015 that they pledged that they will stop deforestation. Now we're 5 years later, and we see no results, actually.
Exactly. I mean, there are hundreds of the declarations, and they have joined the biggest one, the New York Declaration on Forest, in 2014. As you said, they said, we are in 2021, right? So they say they will stop deforestation by 2020. Our last tracker shows that from March 2019 to November 2020, they have bought soy from farms that deforested 61,000 hectares, three times the size of the city and port of Antwerp. Yeah. So, they're full of nice words on the ground, very little. This is all to provide very cheap soy, you know, to feed animal farms.
Yeah. But there must be some old people inside the Cargill as company, right? They don't want to contribute to deforestation, I think. Yeah? And you mentioned also the scientists that work in Vilvoorde. Is there a way of, as your organization, of reaching into these people, into the Cargill, inside the organization, and try to make them aware and push them into action?
This is one of our lines of campaigning that we're going to start very soon. And we hope that, I mean, obviously, there are, I mean, Cargill employs thousands of people. And they are very well-intended and very good and nice human beings working for them. And they're either aware or either they are not aware, and they have very little power. You know, in big companies, the structure works that the guys at the top make those decisions. Yeah. And Cargill, especially Cargill Brazil, it's associated and is complicit with the Bolsonaro government. And they and Bolsonaro has made a political agenda of this and decided that the Amazon and the Cerrado are, and the nature there is up for grabs and for destruction. It's all about profits and not protecting. We are not calling for a boycott of Brazilian soy. To the contrary, we want Cargill to engage and make a fine and a good contribution by, you know, by paying more and sourcing only from good farmers, because Brazilian there are many good farmers in Brazil that can source soy without deforestation, and that's what we are calling for. But we have engaged hands for 2 years, and last year we had to produce because they promised, and the CEO of Cargill promised to us that they would do something. Mm-hmm. And at the last minute, they decided to drop everything. And we produced a report called The Worst Company in the World that featured in the New York Times.
This was a report from 2019, I think. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and since then, they tell us, as long as our customers keep buying from us, we are not going to move. This is the reality, the crude reality. So now we are engaging with Carrefour, Colruyt, Ahold Delhaize, because at the end they are the ultimate customers of the Cargills of the world, to push for commercial action. And this is what we're going to be doing in the next month or so, is reach out to French, Dutch, and Belgian consumers, to the supermarkets of choice, and urge the Carrefour, the Delhaize, the Colruyt to stop sourcing from Cargill, basically, until they make a difference.
And is this an option, you think, for supermarkets?
There is a way. Mm-hmm. There are other, you saw the ranking, there are other soy traders that are not as bad as Cargill and Bungie.
Yeah.
Or Bungie, mm-hmm. And this is a temporary, preliminary option until the solution is very simple. It's doable. It has been done in the Amazon, and now it needs to be applied to the Cerrado, which is, you know, a moratorium, a soy moratorium for the entire region of the Cerrado, where Cargill, Bungie decide that they will not buy, as of As of this year, they don't buy from land that has been deforested recently.
Yeah.
That's the solution. And there's plenty of abandoned and degraded land that has been deforested that can be put into good use. There are some supermarkets that have said that they would put money for supporting farmers in Brazil to recuperate that land.
Yeah.
So the option is there. Mm-hmm. It's just that the traders, especially Cargill and Bunge, they need to be serious about it and be forced to agree to this.
Yeah. Actually, it's a bit sad that we need an organization like you. Actually, at the supermarkets, they know this. They can do this research themselves, I think. But this is not happening.
They say that they don't have, and sometimes it's true, they don't have the expertise. They have so many different commodities, and they need this type of research and this type of pressure to make action. They also say, they need more awareness. Consumers need to be more aware, so we need you guys to help us get the message out there, show the facts. Mm-hmm. So consumers start asking, you know, if you want me to ask something to the Belgians and the Belgian consumers that go to Carrefour shopping in Colruyt, in Deleuze, is that they send messages to their supermarket saying, we want deforestation free meat.
Yeah.
And they should also eat less meat. We eat too much meat, too much chicken, too much pork. We need to reduce that consumption. That doesn't mean that we need to stop. We don't need to go all to vegans, but we need to reduce it, and whatever we eat has to be sustainable.
Yeah.
The food that these animals eat has to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. Locally, but also from abroad, but it's done in sustainable way and supporting the local farmers in the third world.
And what you said is very concrete advice, actually, for consumers. Everyone can contact their supermarket, I think.
And everyone has that power. That's the biggest power.
Yeah. Maybe you also mentioned now the farmers in Belgium. I did some research also to see which food goes into the Belgium animals, and I ended up with the Belgium Feed Association, the BFA. They refer to a charter that they make from the European feed manufacturers that they pledge also by 2030 to have sustainable soy. Also, they say that they are investing in less soy from Brazil into their food. Do you know anything about this charter and are they making progress in this?
Just to comment that the first is, people, when we talk about soy, people may think of the soy drink or the tofu. Actually, that's 3-4% of the total consumption in Belgium and in Europe of the soy that we produce in Europe or we import. 92% goes into feeding animals, especially, as I said, chicken, pork, and dairy cows, the cows that produce the milk. And that's where we need to, and that's why the farmers, even the local farmers, Belgian farmers, are very important. But they are, they are in the middle and they have very little power. You can source locally. Soy is a very good animal protein. It's called animal protein. It's a very good animal protein source. It's a very good source of food for animals. If we stop buying altogether from Brazil, are we going to start planting all Europe with soy? I don't think that's sustainable either.
No.
What we need to push Brazil for more sustainable agriculture there. Mm-hmm. With our purchasing power, we can do that.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to engage with supermarkets. The animal feed producers, they try to do good things. But again, it's, 2030 first, two comments there. 2030 is too late. It's 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. Already 50% of the Cerrado has been wiped out.
Yeah.
We're talking about a region that is as big as Western Europe. Mm-hmm. Okay? And 50% has been wiped out. So if we wait until 2030, there will be very little left. We need action now. We need, we call it a cutoff date of 2020. So any land, these big traders shouldn't buy from any land that has been deforested as of last year. of 2020. Is clear. And then, and just to comment on the soy, on the animal feed producers, they have the contract with the traders, but it's a, you know, it's a spot market. I don't know how familiar you are with the you know, spot markets like Wall Street, right? So it's it's a very dynamic on the fly market, but they have the power to say, I don't want to buy from this guy, I want to buy from the other guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, maybe they need to pay a bit more at the beginning, but the industry-wide solution that we said, it's, you know, it doesn't mean more expensive. It doesn't mean that, because if the entire industry deciding that they will not buy from this 20-30% that it's producing the harm.
Yeah, because on the website from the Belgian Feed Association, I read reports that they're very proud that they helped to stop deforestation. But
I don't know what to say to that. The reality is that they buy from these really bad actors, and they are not putting. They say to us that they don't have the leverage, the power to influence the traders. Mm. It's true that the traders are really powerful. There are four or five of them, and they control. They work like Pablito Escobar in a way. You know, they control the market. But enough pressure. We believe that enough pressure from consumers that goes into supermarkets. So you know, if Colruyt, Carrefour, and Ahold Delhaize decide that they will buy only from the better performing soy traders, this will make an impact.
Yeah.
This will send a very powerful signal to Sao Paulo and Brasilia.
Yeah. Okay, maybe one last final point I want to discuss with you. We've been talking about soy, but also I read a lot about cacao business from Cargill, and also that is quite important in Belgium, I think. Yeah? Do you know anything about this? Yeah. Because we're very proud of our Belgian chocolate, but also this is has links with deforestation in Africa then, and a lot of child labor.
Yes, true. And we are pushing them really hard to improve. And in the past 2 years, the cocoa industry has, cacao industry has done a lot. There's a lot more to be done. Cargill, it's a very important player, and they need to show more leadership in Ghana, in Cote d'Ivoire. But we see that that industry, like the palm oil industry, are moving far better than and far further than the soy and the cattle industries. Clearly, there's more to be done. And Belgium can play a leading role. I was reading, the Cargill has the chocolate house in Belgium. It has a very important production site, and also imports a lot of cocoa. It's one of the key players, no?
Yeah, Cargill, they have both, I think, in a spell in the port in Antwerp and a port in Ghent.
Yeah.
They have business, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And then this is where the Belgian government can also help in connecting and working with key industrial players like Cargill to make cocoa more sustainable in Africa.
Yeah. Okay, Nico Muzzi, thank you a lot for coming to the phone to talking to us. People can watch the tracker themselves. On the website of Mighty Earth, they can follow it.
They can go to mightyearth.org and follow and check the tracker. Otherwise, we're going to be hopefully launching an important digital campaign in March before Easter to raise more awareness of the problem of meat consumption in Europe. And especially in Belgium, and how that could be solved. I mean, the idea is that these big guys like Cargill can have the power to solve it. It's just that they haven't heard enough from us.
Yeah.
And so if all of us get together and, you know, sending an email, making a tweet or a Facebook post could mean a lot.
Okay.
And we hope that the customers and the citizens react to this.